In the meantime, though, I do want to bring you up to date on the latest coming out of Ukraine and Russia this morning. The Russian military does continue its push to capture key Ukrainian cities. Kharkiv, whose central government building was hit by a rocket strike yesterday, came under heavy bombardment overnight, but it does remain under Ukrainian control. Kherson, a port city on the Black Sea, is surrounded by Russian forces, but the municipal government there is still in place and local forces continue to fight. And in Kyiv, the TV tower was hit yesterday, killing five people and injuring five others, and also causing damage to a nearby Holocaust memorial. Russia and Ukraine are set to hold another round of talks today. And this was a big topic of conversation in President Joe Biden's State of the Union address last night. He had some tough words for Vladimir Putin of Russia.
Putin is now isolated from the world more than he has ever been. Together, along with our allies, we are right now enforcing powerful economic sanctions. We're cutting off Russia's largest banks in the international financial system, preventing Russia's central bank from defending the Russian ruble, making Putin's $630 billion war fund worthless. We're choking Russia's access. We're choking Russia's access to technology. For that purpose, we have mobilized American ground forces, air squadrons, ship deployments to protect NATO countries. And I'm taking robust action to make sure the pain of our sanctions is targeted at Russian economy.
So the president talking tough on Russia there, making some other promises regarding inflation and other parts of the economy in his speech last night. Brian and I were watching all of this carefully. Also watching carefully, of course, was our Rick Newman, who covers business and politics for us. And Rick, I want to start with the commentary around Russia. And, you know, it was interesting because it does look like, first of all, there was sort of bipartisan support for what the president was saying on that front. But can he fulfill these promises of stopping Putin?
Well, those clips you showed, he was basically just reiterating what the United States and many allies in Europe and elsewhere have already done. And then he added a little bit of a rhetorical flourish by saying, we are coming for your ill-begotten gains. And then with regard to Putin, he said he has no idea what is coming. So he kind of made this personal about Putin, and he was talking about going after personal assets, financial assets, other types of assets, perhaps properties, boats, things like that, that Putin and his oligarch buddies from Russia have around the world. And it's not clear how he's going to do that or what exactly he means by that. So, yes, there was unity on this whole question of support for Ukraine. But, you know, now we enter a long slog, or probably a long slog, and we are not winning this war yet. The West is not winning this war, causing some pain for Russia, but Russia is still encircling those Ukrainian cities.
Rick, did the president do enough, based on what we heard last night, just to quiet or just cool down some of the concerns about people in this country with rising gas prices? Look, we started the day with Brent crude over $110 a barrel, in large part because of the situation between Russia and Ukraine. Food inflation continues. We're nearing interest rate hikes. There's a lot of concerns on the minds of voters right now.
No, he did not do enough. I mean, just saying he understands that inflation is a problem, that's a baby step. I mean, that's the first thing. That's, you know, essential, but it's not enough. And he said, basically, I have a plan to do something about inflation, but he did not articulate the plan. And frankly, some of the logic is spacious, you know, past the Biden legislative plan, and that will somehow reduce inflation. You know, child care subsidies are going to reduce inflation. I think that Biden put out a marker there that it's going to be tough for him to meet, because it's just not clear what the Biden administration can do about inflation. I mean, especially since we're seeing gas prices going up, not down, because of the sanctions on Russia, and just about mainly about concerns that there could be future disruptions to energy supplies. So he said he's going to do something about these two things. He's going to go after Putin, and he's going to do something about inflation. And I think Biden has made some pledges that are going to be difficult to keep in the next months or weeks.
Another interesting sort of tone in the speech, if you will, Rick, is that the president, who had been sort of in his presidency thus far, leaning perhaps more towards the progressive wing of his party, he seemed to bring it back more center. And maybe related to that, there is sort of a rebranding that seems to be going on that I know you keyed in on of Build Back Better, which he did he even say the words Build Back Better? Yeah.
No, he did not. No, he and the White House actually hinted ahead of time in some discussions with reporters that maybe we've heard the last of Build Back Better. So he rebranded it to Build a Better America. I thought that was actually a pretty weak effort. Most of this legislation now seems like it has no chance to pass. And I think you're right, Julie, about trying to move a little bit away from some of these progressive themes. But I thought Biden was he was trying to have it both ways, which is what all presidents do in the State of the Union. So I think the main thing he said to get away from that progressive agenda is we do not need to defund the police. We need to fund the police and train with training and with other things. So clearly he's thinking about the midterm elections and some of the allegations that Republicans are going to use to try to gain seats. But then he also said we need to pass the $15 minimum wage. That died early last year, and it's not going anywhere. And then he ticked off the other social welfare things he wants to get done. Progressive ideas also seemingly dead for this year. So he was paying lip service to both sides. And we'll see if, you know, he's able to please everybody, which is basically what he was trying to do there.
Yeah, we'll see if it makes any difference in the midterms, which are still a good way away. Thanks so much, Rick. Appreciate your commentary and perspective on the president's speech last night.